It's what's new from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. A music festival began one September in Warsaw following the death of Joseph Stalin. The goal was to share new music from the West and from Polish composers. We'll hear some of the leading composers from Poland, including Witold Lutosławski, Andrzej Panufnik, and Krzysztof Penderecki on today's What's New. Let's start with the wartime piano work Variations on a Theme by Paganini. Marta Argerich and Nelson Freer play Witold Lutosławski on What's New. Written for himself and Andrzej Panufnik to play in underground cafes in Warsaw, we heard Witold Lutosławski's Variations on a Theme by Paganini with Nelson Freer and Marta Argerich. You can find out more online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. Written for the 75th anniversary of the London Symphony, Andrzej Panufnik's Concerto Festivo is a brilliant concerto for orchestra. Here's the Concerthaus Orchestra Berlin and Lukasz Borowicz on What's New. Concerto Festivo from 1979 by Sir Andrzej Panufnik. We heard Lukasz Borowicz and the Berlin Concerthaus Orchestra on What's New. I'm John Clare, and you can learn more about this show online at WBAA.org. We're featuring Polish composers on this episode. I spoke with Krzysztof Penderecki.
How important is your faith in composition? Does that come out in your work?
Yes, in the beginning, of course, yes, very much. But, you know, growing up, faith is fading away a little bit. What is important is the tradition, is the feeling that you are adding something to the very important tradition of the sacred music, which European sacred music especially, and the feeling that I continue something which was before.
Continuing that tradition, I know there's going to be a Penderecki Music Center. How is that to be involved in that and creating that?
The thought we have with my wife many years ago, we started a festival in the late 70s in our country house, but was not enough space, of course. So I am very much interested in dendrology. I started the collection of the trees in my country house. Started with 3 hectares, now it's 70 acres or even more. Still growing, still planting the trees. And I thought, you know, to keep it in the future would be a good idea to do something like campus. And I could spend my late, you know, years also teaching young composers, young instrumentalists. We will have support, of course, from European Union.
That's very poetic to have growing composers and growing trees.
Yes. And you never stop, you know, like growing trees. You know, I planted trees 35 years ago. They are very big now, but still, you know, you have to know exactly how it will be in 100 years.
More that tradition.
Yes.
Composer Krzysztof Penderecki. Here's Penderecki's Viola Concerto with Dennis Russell Davies, the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra, and soloist Kim Kashkashian on What's New. The Viola Concerto by Krzysztof Penderecki on What's New. We heard Kim Kashkashian with Dennis Russell Davies conducting the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra. We'll stay in the concerto form, but change gears radically with the young harpsichordist Mahan Esfahani. From his Time Present and Time Past release, here's Henrik Goretzky's Harpsichord Concerto on What's New. Concerto Kohn joined soloist Mahan Esfahani in the Harpsichord Concerto by Henrik Goretzky on What's New. Find out more about this and other episodes online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring Polish music. Coming up, Krzysztof Urbanski conducts Lutosławski. It was in Nazi-occupied Warsaw, 1943, that Andrei Panufnik heard the news that in Katyn Forest in Russia, many thousands of defenseless Polish prisoners of war had been brutally murdered. This is Panufnik's 1967 composition honoring those lost. Katyn Epitaph on What's New. Andrei Panufnik's Katyn Epitaph on What's New. We heard Lukasz Borowicz and the Polish Radio Symphony on a CPO release. I spoke with composer Krzysztof Penderecki about his music and asked about writing long-form works in the age of YouTube and soundbites.
In one leg, I am still in a very important European tradition, the tradition of the symphony, of the oratorio, the opera. And sometimes I feel like the last Mohican, because there are not many composers now writing symphonies. I mean, it was, even 20 years ago or so. Now I see that the young composers are starting to write symphony again, especially in Europe. So I think it's coming back. The need for the big form, for the symphony, for the oratorio and the opera. In the time I wrote my The Devils of Ludlow, 69, almost nobody was interested in an opera. Boulez wanted to blow up all the opera houses, you know. Yeah. You know? So, well, it's changing also.
Krzysztof Penderecki speaking about tradition. Let's hear his Dies Ila from 2014. The Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra and chorus are joined by Johanna Rusanen, Agnieszka Relis, Nikolo Dedinko, led by the composer Krzysztof Penderecki on What's New. Krzysztof Penderecki's Dies Ila for orchestra, choir, and soloist. We heard the composer lead the Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra and chorus from a July 2016 Warner Classics release. Find out more about this show and hear our podcasts at WBAA.org. Conductor Krzysztof Urbanski is music director of the Indianapolis Symphony and performs around the world. Here is his March 2016 release of Witold Lutosławski's Concerto for Orchestra with the North German Radio Symphony on What's New. Thank you. Witold Ludoslavsky's Concerto for Orchestra on What's New. That brilliant orchestral showpiece featured Krzysztof Urbanski and the NDR Symphony from an Alpha release. Find out more about this episode and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard, the content director and executive producer is Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.